Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. The title of my message tonight is Blessing or Curse? Blessing or Curse? I'll be reading from verse 23 all the way down to 27. Jeremiah chapter 7, 23 to 27. But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. We'll go ahead and read verse 28 as well. But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive a correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Let's go ahead and go back to verse 23. It says, But this thing commanded I them, saying, This is God speaking to the Jews, right? We see here in verse 23, obey my voice and I will be your God. He tells us, walk in his ways and it will be well unto you. You know, God wants to bless each and every one of us. He wants to bless you. But you know what he wants you to do? He wants you to walk in his ways. He says, walk in my ways and it will be well unto you. You know, that four letter word, obey. You know, God, if you just do that, God will bless you. But sometimes, let's be honest, it's kind of difficult sometimes. Let's be honest here. It's difficult sometimes. But it's still up to us. With God's help, we can still obey. Because our flesh wants to do whatever it wants to do. It doesn't want to go through God's ways. It wants to do it our way. But God says, walk in his ways and it will be well unto you. Walk in his ways and it will be well unto you, the Bible says. Because God wants to bless you. And let's keep on reading in verse 23. Obey my voice and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Obey my voice. You know, there are several ways you can hear God's voice. One is through the preaching of his word, through church, through the word of God. Amen. Or you can have a brother or sister, you know, give you some godly advice. Obey my voice, God says. Let's keep on reading. And ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Just a quick thought. It's sad because this passage reminds me of, and this is going off the message, but every time I read this passage, it reminds me of the United States of America. It's sad how far this country has gone. It's gone downhill, all the way down. It used to be a nation that wasn't afraid to say, you know, in God we trust. Now if someone says that, oh, that's offensive. Everything's offensive nowadays. Nobody, they don't believe in putting God first anymore. They want to do what they want to do. They want to please the people. Oh, there's Muslims here. We have people that they support the opposite sex, relationships and stuff like that. And they rather bring that up. And they move God aside. I just wanted to bring that up because it's very important. But let's keep on reading. In verse 24 it says, But they hearken not. Hearken, listen. They did not listen. How many times, and this has happened to me as well. How many times when you need to make an important decision, right? Sometimes you know that's not the right. You know that. You want something. You want something to happen. You want something to be done. And you want that so bad. But you have God telling you, no, don't do that. or you have, or your pastor, you ask pastor for advice, you want him to agree with you, yeah, go ahead and do that, or stay with that person, or do that. You know? But he ends up telling you the opposite of what you don't want to hear. Here we see the people of Israel, they didn't want, they hearkened not, the Bible says. They didn't listen to what God was commanding them. And sometimes a lot of us were in that same position. They hearken not. They did not listen. So a lot of the times we're in a position like that. Let's keep on reading. It says, but they hearken not, nor inclined their ear, the Bible says. They didn't even bother to listen. I'll be honest, I fall into that trap all the time. Sometimes my dad, all the time, he tells me how to do something. And I just say, I don't know if it's a young person thing. I don't know. I always say, I know. You know, I have that. It's a very bad habit. He always tells me, no, do it like this. And I'm like, I know. But I don't know. You know? And a lot of the times, as Christians, we throw ourselves in that spot. We say, oh, I know. The Bible says, nor incline their ear. They didn't even bother listening. And every time my dad tells me, do it this way, this, I try to do it my own way. And it just becomes a disaster. You know, and then I have to restart whatever I was trying to do it again. And then I do it my dad's way, and he ended up being correct. Let me tell you something, folks. God's way is always perfect. Amen? Amen. You ought to have that desire to obey God. And I know sometimes you're not always going to like it. I've been in situations like that where I have to, I can't be talking to this friend anymore. I have to let go of this relationship, or I can't be doing this over here. I need to obey God. I need to incline my ear and listen to what God has for me. Let's keep on reading in verse 24. But walked, it says, nor incline their ear, comma, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart. The people of Israel, instead of listening to what God had commanded them, decided to walk in their evil ways, the Bible says, in their wicked imaginations. They pushed aside what God had told them and decided to do what they wanted to do. Let me tell you something, folks. Every time you throw yourself in a position like that, it's not going to go well for you. It is not going to go well for you. It never has and never will. Maybe you'll enjoy it for a while, but it won't last long. And it's not going to go well for you. Let's keep on going. And went backward and not forward. In our Christian lives, we should be having that desire and that goal to keep on walking forward and not backwards. Amen? We should have that desire. We see here that the Bible says that they went backward and not forward. I don't know about you, but I've been in a situation like that where I just decide not to obey God. And I think I got it all under control. I think I know what I'm doing. I think I'm going forward. But then I hit a roadblock and I go back all the way to square number one. Man, I remember I did something like that one time and it bothered me so much. I had worked so hard in my eyes. I had worked so hard in my spiritual life to get to a certain point in my that I really wanted, that I was praying for. I thought I was doing a good job, but I was just doing it in my own flesh. And it's not going to work like that, folks. But if you do it the way God wants you to do it, you obey what He says, and you obey the steps that you need to take the way He says it, you're going to keep going forward. And I remember, I won't say what it was, but I remember I thought I was doing good, and then I face planted bad. Boom. And I was very sad. I didn't know. I was like, what did I do wrong? And I went all the way back. I walked backwards. I went back to square one. You know, folks, God wants to bless you. But if you try to do your way, the way your flesh wants it, it's not going to work. And that way, you will not be able to receive the blessing. You'll instead receive the curse. Because you decide to do it your way. Let's keep on going. It says in verse, the devil, the world and the flesh want you to go backwards towards the curse. They want to rob the blessing, the devil, the world, and the flesh wants to rob the blessing that God has for your life. And like I said, as Christians, we need to be careful and we need to be vigilant, sober, the Bible says. Because the devil, your adversary, like a roaring lion, is seeking whom he may devour. And you just gotta, you gotta be on your feet. You gotta be ready, looking towards God and always praying and walking forward so you could get to the blessing that God has for your life. Because the devil, the world and the flesh, they wanna rob you away from that. All they wanna do is what? Push us backwards. They don't want us to keep going forward. I tell you right now, the devil doesn't want Vision Baptist Church to keep going forward. Let me tell you something. This church, Vision Baptist Church, has so much potential. I see so much potential in this church. This is an amazing, that's one of the reasons why I love Vision Baptist Church. It's an amazing church. You guys have a beautiful building. You have a school. You have a bus. Amen. You have a pastor. You got Mr. Mendez. Amen. This church has so much potential. I don't know about you, but I'm not a church member of Vision Baptist Church, but I love Vision Baptist Church. So I'm going to throw myself in there. I do not want to see Vision Baptist Church going backwards. I would like to see Vision Baptist Church going forward. Amen? Phoenix is one of the fastest growing cities right now, I think, in the United States. I don't know what place it's in, but I know it's growing because when we moved to Buckeye a year ago, there wasn't as much traffic as there is now. Now that I came back from school, there's way more it's annoying. It used to take me just 30 minutes to get here. Now it takes me about 45 minutes. So many cars, so many people. Folks, there's so much to do here in the city. That bus, we bring about 12 kids, sometimes 16, 13, 14, 15, 16. You know, that bus needs to be filled up. People need to come to church. I don't know about you, but I want Vision Baptist Church to receive that blessing. I want to be part of a church as a Christian, as a human right now living in earth. When I get to heaven, I want to say I was part of a church that was doing something for God. And I hope that you have a desire like that as well for your church here at Vision Baptist Church. The Lord has placed each and every one of you guys here for a reason. I don't know what it is. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. Use that strength, whatever it is. Another thing, to receive that blessing, we got to obey the Lord. Another thing the Lord commands us to do is to go out, tell others about Jesus. I know that's tough, but let me tell you something. You don't need anything special. You don't need a special gift for that. Trust me. Trust me. I was out soul winning with Antonio yesterday, and I think he asked me, he said, You don't get nervous anymore? Or when do you stop getting nervous? Like, how long have you been knocking on the doors? I said, I'm always nervous. I've been knocking on doors for years and it never goes away. I'm still nervous. It never goes away, folks. And you don't need a special, thank God for that. You don't need a special gift to go tell others about Jesus. Amen? Amen. You don't at all. Now, for other things, you know, maybe song leading or playing the piano. Yeah, but maybe that's not your spot. There's another spot out there for you. Amen. But the devil and the flesh, the world, want us to go backwards. The Bible says that the people of Israel here decided to go backwards. They hearkened not. They didn't listen to God's voice. Nor did they incline their ear to what God had to say to them through the prophet. They decided to do what they wanted to do. And the devil and the world and the flesh daily is going to offer you your weaknesses, whatever it is. For teenagers, a lot of teenagers right now, struggling with drugs, or, and this doesn't have to be with anybody, for sexual pleasure, or riches, or bad friends, the devil is going to offer you that, the world, the flesh is going to offer you that. Why? Because they want us to go backwards, but not forward. But as Christians, we ought to push to go forward. I know it's hard. Trust me, I'm a young man, I'm 23 years old. I have the same struggles and temptations as a normal 23-year-old has. Just because I'm a Bible college student, or because you see me preaching and serving the Lord, doesn't mean I don't have temptations. I still do. I'm just like a normal young man. The only difference is I'm trying to walk forward in this wicked world. That's the only difference. And you as well. It doesn't matter if you're 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 60, 70. I don't know if we got any people that in here that are 80 or higher. But you know what? You still have those same things, but you just got to keep going forward. It doesn't matter. Amen? Let's go ahead and go to verse 25. The Bible says, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Here we see that God sent them people to remind them, hey, don't live like this. Don't do this. I don't know if you're in a situation like that tonight. Maybe you're living in sin, or you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, or you're just getting discouraged. But let me tell you something tonight. I don't know what it is, but God wants to help you, and you have brothers and sisters here, including myself, that are willing to help you as well. God can use one of us, just how God would use prophets in those days to remind nations to keep their eyes upon God. The same way, God can use someone here, or a preacher, or pastor, to remind you. And maybe you're here for a reason tonight. This message was here to remind you. You got to keep going forward. I don't know what that sin is or what that struggle is or what you're going through. But God wants you to go forward. Yeah, you're human. You're going to mess up. I still mess up. But you just got to get back up, ask God for forgiveness, and keep going forward. Amen? It says, yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. That's very important right there, hardening their neck. You know, I know a couple people personally that are very stubborn, stubborn people. And they, pride, it's a horrible sin. You try to tell somebody, you know, in a nice, kind way, trying to help them, no, don't do it this way. You know, try doing it this way. And they're like, no, I don't want to do it like that. I don't want to do it like that. Folks, don't be that type of Christian. They pastor, or you're reading your Bible, or you see that God's trying to speak to you, you need to fix this area in your life. Be humble about it. Don't harden your neck. We see here that these people, they harden their neck. They harden themselves. Don't harden your heart. When you do that, God can't work. He can't work through you. You harden your heart. You think you know everything. You want to do it your way. It's not going to work out, folks. It never has and never will. It's your choice. Either you choose the blessing or the curse. Now, a lot of us, I don't have my weight here, but I got, let's say these books, they weigh 50 pounds. A lot of us carry the curse. We're carrying the curse right now. And it's just holding you down. If you're carrying the curse tonight, I don't know what it is. Whatever sin it is, any struggle, any hardship that you're going through in your life, if you keep holding on to that curse, you won't be able to get to the blessing, because the curse, which is sin, holds you down. It holds you down. Let's go ahead and go to Jeremiah chapter 5 real quick, and I'll end with this. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25. One of my all-time favorite verses from the Bible. It just motivates me to be a better Christian. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25, your iniquities meaning sin, have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Your sins have withholden good things from you. Tonight, if you decide to keep on holding onto that curse, the heavy weight of sin, is going to hold you from good things, the Bible says, from the blessings that God has for your life. Now, let me tell you something. I can't help you with that. I can encourage you, pray for you. You can have pastor pray for you, encourage you. But at the end of the day, you're the one that needs to make the choice. Am I going to let go of the curse? Am I going to let go of the sin? You could pay thousands of dollars to go see a counselor, to help you, but in reality, that counselor needs help as well. I wouldn't waste $1,000 on a counselor. That's just my opinion. The counselor probably needs help too. But it's up to you, folks. Like I said, you could go to pastor, all the different pastors in the world to help you and do all this. At the end of the day, it comes down to you. Are you going to let go of whatever's holding you down so that you can get to the blessing? That's what happened to the people of Israel. They hearkened not, the Bible says. Nor did they incline their ear to what God had to say to them. And they decided to do it in their evil and wicked imagination. They decided to do it their way. What about tonight? Are you going to decide to do it your way or God's way? Are you going to decide tonight to finally let go of that curse so you could get to the blessing? Or are you just going to stay there in the same spot and hold on to the curse? It's up to you. Verse 25 is very clear. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. It's up to you, folks. What about as a church, as Vision Baptist Church? Are you going to let that sin of laziness, because that's what it is, folks, that's what it comes down to as a church, the sin of laziness. That's why so many churches close every month. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's up to hundreds of churches close every month. It's because the church gets lazy. When the church starts getting lazy, it won't run no more. We're going to have to turn off these lights. And sadly, if that ever happens here at Vision Baptist Church, they might even have to end up selling this building to a bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses that are willing to put in their work for their false religion, sadly. That's what happens. Well, I've seen that happen to Christian Bible preaching churches. The church can't run no more, so they have to sell the building. And they end up selling it to some, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses or a false religion. Do we really want that as a church tonight for Vision Baptist Church? Do we want our sin of laziness to withhold in the good things God has for the great church of Vision Baptist Church? It's up to you, folks. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the message you had for us tonight, Lord. The blessing or curse, Father, it's up to us, God. We need to decide tonight, Lord. If we really want that blessing, Lord, we got to let go of the curse of sin, Lord. And I just pray, God, that you'll help us humbly make the right decision before you, Lord. And just give us that desire to keep on pressing forward, God, and not backward, Father, so we could give you all honor and glory, Lord. I pray, God, that you'll just take care of us the remainder of the night, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.